This is Kate Moorhead Carroll in the podcast Find It. When I was in grammar school, I realized I was a terrible speller, and this has been true all my life. I would enter the spelling bee and be the first one out, or maybe the second one. But my friend Samantha, wow, could she spell? Words like schizophrenia or psychiatrist. She got to the finals of the spelling bee, and I was so proud of her. But I'll never forget her face when they read a word she couldn't spell. I don't even remember what the word was, but the blood drained out of her face, and I knew that she wasn't going to be able to do it. I bet she never forgot how to spell that word. We never do forget, and we learn the most from the times that we struggle and the words that we get wrong. We learn so much from failure, from discord, from disagreement, which is why I both hate and love chapter 22 of the book of Genesis. Scholars and theologians have grappled with this passage, this story, for thousands of years, because God calls out to Abraham, and Abraham says, "Here I am," and then God asks Abraham to sacrifice his only son like he were a beast upon an altar. Abraham actually does what God has asked of him, and thank God an angel intervenes so the boy doesn't die. Why would God ever ask such a thing? Back in the time of the ancient Hebrews, to show that you loved God, to please God more than anything else, you would sacrifice your most valuable thing. And that was usually an animal. Animals kept people alive in the desert. They provided. They helped them to farm. So to sacrifice an animal was to give your very life's blood to God. I thank God, as a follower of Jesus, that Jesus put an end to all that sacrificing. In Jesus, God said, "I will stop this. I will make the final sacrifice myself. I will give my son for you so that you never have to lift up your children again, and so you never have to appease my anger. I will love you unconditionally. I will give you grace." But today, I don't want to focus so much on the sacrifice as on the very words that Abraham uses to respond to God. When God calls out, "Abraham, Abraham," Abraham says three words: "Here I am." Now, Abraham is considered the father of our faith, of Christianity, of Judaism, of Islam. And those three words, "Here I am," represent the highest form of prayer, a state of mind and being that is the greatest form of love, one that can change our lives. A few months ago, I came to the bedside of a woman who had just given birth to a little baby boy. They had cleaned the baby and wrapped him in all up tightly in a blanket. And the mother was holding him, and she said to the father, "Come sit by me." So he did. And then she turned to the father after I blessed the baby, and she said, "Do you want to hold him?" And of course, the dad got this big grin on his face. "Of course, I've been waiting for you to ask," he said. But as the mom was transferring this little baby over into the hands of his father, she kept whispering to the little baby, "Here I am. I'm right here. I'm right here. Here I am. Here I am. Keep him cozy," she said to her husband. "Here I am." She knew that the baby had been inside her, had known her, had heard the sound of her voice and felt her warmth. And now the baby needed to be close to her. So she kept saying, "Here I am. I'm right here." You know, Abraham wasn't the only one to say, "Here I am," to God. Jacob, when he was stuck in servitude of his uncle Laban, who didn't see any way forward and felt paralyzed in his life. He had a dream, and an angel came to him and said, "Jacob." And Jacob said, "Here I am." And from that encounter, Jacob was motivated and changed, and he was able to leave Laban and become the fullness of what God had called him to be, to become Israel, the father of nations. And Moses, in the book of Exodus, he was just being a shepherd, tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. And he passed by a bush that was burning, but it wasn't consumed. And out of the bush, a voice cried, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." Samuel, the first prophet, was just a boy. He was being raised in the temple, and he heard a voice in the middle of the night crying out, "Samuel, Samuel." So he rushed to the room of his master, Eli, thinking that it was his master that had spoken, and he said, "Here I am." And perhaps the greatest prophet of all, Isaiah, had a vision of the kingdom of heaven itself. God is seated on a throne. There are seraphim, the highest form of angels. And God asks, "Who will go for me? Whom shall I send?" And Isaiah says, "Here I am. Send me." When we pray to God, all we need to say is, "Here I am." In fact, the name of God, Yahweh, means "I am." And it is the very sound of our breath. Yahweh, Yahweh. So when we say to God, "Here I am," God breathes in us and says, "Here I am." Mother Teresa of Calcutta, when they asked her about how she prayed, she said, I look at God and I say, "Here I am." God looks at me and says, "Here I am." My friend Jennifer stayed by the bedside of her dad as he was on hospice. As his breathing began to slow, she held his hand and loved him in the best way possible. She said, "I'm right here, Daddy. Don't be afraid. You can go on now. I'm right here, and I love you." What does it mean to pray to God? God just wants to be with you. God just wants to know you. The greatest way we can love one another is to put down our cell phones, look one another in the eye and say, "Here I am," and give your loved one your undivided attention. Just listen to them. Just be present. How much that can make a difference. You know, in heaven itself, Jesus is standing in the throne of God and he says, "Here I am." What would it look like if we took a few moments every day and put away our technology? Because our technology is always crying out to us, "Pay attention to me, pay attention to me." But what if we put it away and look at one another and say, "Here I am." Or stand in silence before the awesome wonder of God, who we will never fully understand, and say, "Here I am." God bless you. I hope you listen to this podcast and enjoy it, and join me again. Have a wonderful day.